بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lessons, we went through the tasbihat of sujood and the du'as which should be said in as-sujood. And also we went through the adhkar which are said between the two sujood in the sitting. Al-jalsa bayna sajdatayn, like saying Rabbi ighfirli, Rabbi ighfirli, and Rabbi ighfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, wajburni, warzuqni. And also we went through the tashahud, meaning the at-tahiyyah, at-tahiyyatu lillahi, wa-salawatu, wa-tayyibatu, and so on and so forth. And in this lesson, we go through as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah, as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah. And when we say as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah, meaning the dhikr or the dua which is said after at-tahiyyatu lillah in at-tashahud. So tashahud, it is a sitting in the salah after the sujood all the way to the salam. This is called at-tashahud. All of that is called jalsatu tashahud. And whilst a person is sitting after the sujood, then he says his tahiyyah, and then after this there is as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah, and then any dua that a person wants to make. As-salatul ibrahimiyyah, meaning Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. This salah. And the reason why it's called al-ibrahimiyyah, because Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned in it. Kama sallita ala Ibrahima wa ala ali Ibrahima. And for this reason, the ulama, they call it as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah. And as-salatul ibrahimiyyah, as I mentioned, it is said after the sujood in the sitting of at-tashahud after at-tahiyyah. And the ulama, they differed with regards to its ruling. So some of the ulama say that it is wajib. So if a person intentionally leaves out as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah, then his salah is batil, invalid. And if he leaves out intentionally, or if he leaves it out unintentionally, i.e. at forgetfulness, there is nothing upon him. And some of the ulama, and perhaps they are the jamhur, the majority, wallahu a'lam, they say it is mustahab, that it is something which is recommended. But not just mustahab, rather it is mu'akkad, meaning it is very highly emphasized and very highly recommended, such that a person shouldn't leave it alone. But if he does so, then his salah is still valid. And Ibn Qurtubi rahimahullah, he said, وَلَا يَسَعُ تَرْكَهَا, that a person should not leave alone or abandon saying as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah. وَلَا يَغْفُلُهَا, and neither should he neglect it. إِلَّا مَنْ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ, except for the one who has no goodness in him. So the only person who doesn't send as-salah wa-salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he neglects it, and he doesn't say as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah in his prayer, he is الَّذِي لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ, the one who has no goodness in him. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ وَاحِدَةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا, that whoever sends a single salah, meaning salutation upon me, just once, Allah sends upon him 10 salawat, 10 salutations. So the person who neglects sending as-salatu wa-salam ala al-Nabi, then he's one who has no goodness in him. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described it as being bakhil. This person is stingy and he's oppressing himself by not sending as-salah wa salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Included in this is when a person says the name Muhammad or it is said in front of him, then we should say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also when it is written, some people they abbreviate with S-A-L or S-A-W or P-B-U-H, peace be upon him, and all of this is incorrect. So we should write sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the ulama also differed that as-salat al-ibrahimiyyah, is it only legislated in the final tashahud? Meaning if you are praying Salat al-Dhuhr. In Salat al-Dhuhr, 4 rak'ah, there's 2 tashahuds. There's the one in the 2nd rak'ah, and then there's the final one in the 4th rak'ah. So is a Salat al-Ibrahimiyya only legislated in the final rak'ah, or is it also legislated in the 2nd rak'ah as well? Meaning every sitting of a tashahud. And again, the difference between the ulamas, those who say it is only legislated in the final tashahud, those who say no, it is legislated in the 2nd tashahud as well, and then in the 1st tashahud as well. And then there is a small group, and this is an odd opinion, they said it is makruh to say it in the 1st tashahud. This is incorrect. And Ash-Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimullah, and also Ash-Shaykh Al-Bani rahimullah, both of them, they said that it is legislated to say a Salat al-Ibrahimiyya in the 1st tashahud, meaning after the 2nd rak'ah, just as it is legislated to say in the final tashahud. And this is something which makes sense for a number of reasons. Firstly, because in the salah, if you look at all of the salah, you will notice there is no instance of complete silence in the salah. It doesn't exist. In every aspect of the salah, standing, sitting, bowing in ruku, going through, there's always some dhikr that is being said. So if, for example, you have finished your attahiyyah and the imam remains sitting because he's finishing, do you now remain silent? And perhaps that silence goes on for 30 seconds, a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. It's not correct, because there's no instance in the salah when there's complete silence. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is narrated that in certain instances there was a sakta. And sakta is different from sukut. Sukut means silence. Saktatun, this is a second of silence or a moment of silence. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would recite Surah Al-Fatiha, كان يقطعها آية آية. He used to recite it one ayah at a time, meaning an ayah, then a small bit of silence, then an ayah, then a second of silence, and like this. But as for half a minute, 2 minutes of silence in the salah, then this isn't correct. Secondly, also from the evidences that a Salat al-Ibrahimiyya should be said in the 2nd tashahud, just as it is said in the final tashahud, is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when it comes to saying at tashahud. We're going to come to it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one of the hadith, in the hadith that we're going to go through, the hadith Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, that one. So the companions, they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا كَيْفَ نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْكَ, that we know how to send salam upon you, meaning التحياتو, because you say أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِي. So they said, O Messenger of Allah, we understand in salah how we send salam upon you, because you have taught us التحيَّة. فَكَيْفَ نُسَلِّي عَلَيْكَ, so how do we send a salah upon you? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught them Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. This is the salah. Shaykh al-Bani rahimullah says that look, in the wording of this hadith, the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, we understand how to say salam upon you, meaning in the tashahud. We understand, we say attahiyyatu lillahi, and then we say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. So how do we send salah upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his answer, he did not differentiate between the tashahud of the 1st, the 2nd rak'ah, and the tashahud of the final rak'ah. He said, when you have said your tashahud, then say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad. So just as we send salam upon the Prophet in the 2nd tashahud and the 4th tashahud, the last tashahud, then like this, we send a salah al-Ibrahimiyya in the 1st tashahud, meaning the 2nd rak'ah, and also in the final tashahud. I hope that's clear to everybody, inshaAllah. And in reality, Shaykh Al-Bani rahimullah, he is very severe in this issue. Refer to his book, Sifat Salat al-Nabi, and it's also in English. And in the commentary, you'll find what the Shaykh refers to. This is the first issue. The second issue is that this As-Salat al-Ibrahimiyya, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, is it allowed for a person to add anything extra to it? And the ahadith which mention As-Salat al-Ibrahimiyya, there are about 6 or 7 different variations of As-Salat al-Ibrahimiyya. And all of them have been narrated authentically and many of them are in Sahih Bukhari and or Sahih Muslim. However, anything which is not in these narrations, then it is not allowed for a person to add to it. So for example, if a person said, Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina wa sayyidina Muhammad kama wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, this isn't correct. So this extra wording, ala sayyidina Muhammad, it's not allowed for a person to add into it. Why? Because it hasn't been authentically narrated. And this doesn't negate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is our Sayyid, that he is the best of us and he is the master of us. Because he said in another hadith, ana sayyid waladi adam wala fakhr, that I am the best or the master of all of the children of Adam, and there is no pride in this, without any pride. So just because we say it isn't allowed for a person to add a wording into Aslal Ibrahimiyya that hasn't been narrated, it doesn't mean that we negate the fact that he is the best, the Sayyid of Waladi Adam, of all of the children of Adam. And as I mentioned, Shaykh Albani Rahimullah, he mentions a number of variations of Aslal Ibrahimiyya, and there are seven all together. The first of them is that which we have all learnt, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Also there is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyyatihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid, and the rest of the salah. Also there is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Also there is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin an-nabi al-ummi wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. And then there is also Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, and the rest of the salah. There is also Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahima wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama barakta ala ali Ibrahima innaka Hamidum Majid. And also there is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So these different variations of Salat al-Ibrahimiyya, they all exist. And as I said, a person should refer back to Sifat al-Salat al-Nabi, the Prophet's prayer described by Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani rahimahullah. Then we come to the meaning of As-Salat al-Ibrahimiyya. And this As-Salah Ibrahimiyya, it is narrated in Sahih Bukhari in Muslim from the narration of a companion called Ka'b ibn Ujra. And the person who narrated this from him, his name was Abdurrahman ibn Abi Layla. And he said that this Abdurrahman ibn Abi Layla, he said, Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu anhu, he said to us, Ala uhdika hadiyah, that should I not give you a hadiyah, should I not give you a gift? And then they said, Bala, of course, give us a gift. And then he said, Kharajna ala nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. Faqulna ya Rasulullah, so we said to him, O Messenger of Allah, qad alimna kayfa nusallimu alayk, we know and we have learned how to send as-salam upon you, meaning the tashahud. As-salamu alayka ayyuhun nabi. Fakayfa nusalli alayka, so how do we send salah upon you? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qulu Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, and the rest of As-Salah al-Ibrahimiyya. And this hadith, or this narration, from the benefits it contains are two benefits. The first of them is the legislation of sending As-Salah and As-Salam upon the Prophet. And these are two different things. So one is As-Salamu Alayka Ayyuhun Nabi, or Sallallahu Alayka Wasallam. This is As-Salam Ala Al-Nabi. And the meaning of this is Ad-Dua Bis-Salama. And Salama is peace and safety. So when we say As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, then we are saying, may peace and safety be upon you, O Prophet. And as well as the salam, you have to also say as-salah. Because Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So in this ayah, Allah mentioned two things. That all people of Iman, send salah upon the Prophet, and also سَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, send salam upon the Prophet. And that's why the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, we understand sending salam upon you. It is in the tashahud. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Now teach us how to send salah upon you. The second benefit from this narration is that look at the companions and the salaf. That he says, should I give you a gift? And when he meant, should I give you a gift, meaning shall I benefit you with knowledge? So this was the way of the sahaba and the salaf. That they used to always teach each other and send benefits to each other, mention a hadith to each other. And this should also be the way which is amongst us. We learn of a benefit, we teach it to others, to family members, to friends, to other people in the masjid. We see an error somewhere and we understand the hadith for why this is an error. So we go and we correct that person. Or we speak to the imam in order to advise that person and so on and so forth. So we begin by saying Allahumma. And Allahumma, its origin is Ya Allah. And we mentioned previously that the Ya is taken away and a meme is added to the end, so it becomes Allahumma. Why did the Arabs say Allahumma instead of Ya Allah? Because they want to begin the dua with the name of Allah. They don't want anything to come before the name of Allah, not even the word Ya. So that's why they took away the Ya and they replaced it with a meme at the end. To seek barakah with the name of Allah. And that's why when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says that the meaning of this is, in the name of Allah, I read or I eat or I wear my new clothes or I go out of my house, so on and so forth. The meaning isn't, I leave my house in the name of Allah, I eat in the name of Allah. No, we mention the name of Allah first. We say the meaning is, in the name of Allah, I eat. Not, I eat in the name of Allah. Why? At-tabarruk bismillah. Because you want to seek barakah by beginning with the name of Allah. So this Ya al-Nada, O Allah, this O is taken away, Ya is taken away, and we begin with the name of Allah, mutabarrikan bismihi, seeking barakah by beginning with the name of Allah. Salli, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the word as-salah ala al-Nabi, it has different meanings. So if salah upon the Prophet is from Allah, meaning Allah is sending salah upon the Prophet, then it means ثَنَاؤُهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمَلَى الْأَعْلَى. It is that Allah is praising him with the companions. This is the meaning of Allah sending salah upon the Prophet. And this was mentioned by Abu al-Aliyah, which Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he narrates his statement. The meaning of sallallahu alayhi, Allah sends salah upon him, ثَنَاهُ عَلَيْهِ عِنْدَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that Allah praises him with the angels. So when we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, we are saying, O Allah, praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the angels who are with you. If the salah is coming from the angels towards the Prophet, then Ibn Abbas said that the salah of the angels is yubarrikuna, that they are seeking blessings for the Prophet. And if the salah is coming from the believers to the Prophet, then it is a dua. We are making dua for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah blesses him and keeps him safe and so on and so forth. And no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has raised the dhikr, the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he said in the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ, that we have raised your mention, we have raised your status, and we have raised your name. And a practical example of this, some of our ulama used to mention to us, is that you will not find a place upon this earth in which there are Muslims, that the sun rises upon or the sun sets upon, except that the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned. How? Through the adhan. So if you imagine the adhan, it begins with Fajr, where the sun rises in the east, i.e. Japan, in the far east. And the Muaddin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And then the sun, it keeps rising over the various other lands. and land after land after land, the name of the Prophet is still being mentioned. By the time the sun is rising in the west, then the sun is now setting in the east. So then the Mu'adhin again in the east, he begins to say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And then this keeps carrying on going up until it reaches the other side, and then the sun is rising once again. So there is no place upon this earth in which there is a single Muslim except that the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always being mentioned. There is no place upon this earth where the name of the Prophet is not mentioned through the adhan. And the more Islam increases, then the more the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam it increases. And that's why Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that we have raised your mention. Also, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, from the benefits, he said that there are two ayat which are opposites. Number one, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, O Muhammad, we have raised your mention, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there is another ayah, inna shani'aka huwa abtar, that your enemy will be cut off. Shaykh Hussain ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah mentions that just as Allah has raised the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just as He has cut off the mention of the enemies of the Prophet, then the same with Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah. So he said, وَلِ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that the people of the Sunnah, they also have a share of وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. So just as Allah has elevated the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then those people who follow his Sunnah and abide by his Sunnah, then Allah also increases and raises their mention. And just as Allah said, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ, that your enemy, we will cut off his mention, then also أَهْلُ الْبِدْعَةِ, those who go against the Sunnah, they enter into this ayah as well. They have a share of this ayah, that Allah cuts off their mention. So we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. And Muhammad, this was the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. And this name, Muhammad, amongst the Arabs before the Prophet, it was very rare. Perhaps there was one or two people. Otherwise, this name Muhammad, it wasn't spread amongst the people. It was a unique name that was chosen by Abdul Muttalib, who's the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the meaning of Muhammad is Mahmud. The meaning of Muhammad, it is Mahmud. And Mahmud is the one who is praised. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is praised by Allah, by the angels, by the believers. In fact, even by many of the non-Muslims. So this is the meaning of Muhammad, Mahmud. And in the early scriptures, the names appeared Ahmad, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran regarding Isa alayhi salam. He said, وَمُبَشِّرٌ بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. He said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, O Bani Israel, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, I am a messenger to all of you. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, affirming that which has come before me. And then he said, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, and I also give the glad tidings of a messenger who will come after me, and his name will be Ahmad. So Ahmad, it also means the one who is praised. Muhammad, either it means Mahmud or Ahmad, and it is the same meaning. وَعَلَىٰ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ, so O Allah, send a salah upon Muhammad and upon the Al of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa Alu Muhammad. Naam, huwa Alu Muhammad, all of his followers. So when we say Alu Muhammad, it doesn't just mean the family of the Prophet. If Alu Muhammad is mentioned like that on its own, nothing else is mentioned, like you can say sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi. May Allah send salah upon Muhammad and upon his al and upon his ashab, his companions, and upon his atba', his followers. Then here al, it means his family, meaning Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Bayt, just his family, his wives and his uncles and his family. However, if Alul Nabi is mentioned without ashab and without atba', then it means all of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It means Ahlul Sunnah, it means all of the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is because in the Arabic language, Alul Rajul, the Al of a man, are his followers. And for this, the evidence of this are those ayats which relate to Fir'aun. Allah said, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحَرِ, when we parted the oceans for you, فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, so we saved you, meaning Musa and Bani Israel. Then he said, وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ, and we drowned آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And who was drowned? Was it the family of Fir'aun was drowned? No, it was not. In fact, Asiya, alayhi salam, the wife of Fir'aun, she was a believer. So here, آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ, it doesn't mean his family, the family of Fir'aun. Rather, it relates to the army of Fir'aun and the followers of Fir'aun, because Allah drowned all of them. And Allah said in the Quran, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, when we saved you, O Musa and Bani Israel, from آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And Allah did not save Musa from the family of Fir'aun because it was Asiya who used to look after him. Rather, it was the army and the followers of Fir'aun. And also Allah said in the Quran, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, that آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ will enter into the most severe punishment. Who does it refer to? The followers of Fir'aun. So when we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammadin, then we're saying, oh Allah, send salah upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the followers of Muhammad. And it isn't restricted to just the family of the Prophet. But if this word al is mentioned, al wa aluhu wa ashabuhu wa atba'uhu, then al, it means the alul bayt only. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahima, just as you have praised and sent salah upon Ibrahim. And this is an evidence for a type of tawassul, seeking intercession to Allah. And that is that you seek tawassul to Allah by mentioning a previous favor which He has done. So it is legislated for a person to say, oh Allah, just as you cured me previously, then cure me now. Oh Allah, just as you have blessed Fulan and Fulan, then also bless me. Oh Allah, just as you guided the son of Fulan to make the hifz of the Quran, then guide my son to also make hifz of the Quran. So this is a type of wasila which is permitted. And the evidence is this. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Oh Allah, just as you sent your salah upon Ibrahim and Ali Ibrahim, then also send your salah upon Muhammad and Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is التوسل بفعل الله السابق. This is seeking an intercession to Allah by mentioning a previous favor of His upon somebody else. And all of this is correct. However, and Shaykh Albani rahimahullah, he mentions this in Sifa Salatul Nabi, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is better than Ibrahim alayhi salam, without any doubt. Because he said, أنا سيد ولدي آدم, that I am the best of all of Walid Adam. So we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the more virtuous than Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yet in this Salah Ibrahimiyya, we say, oh Allah, send Salah upon Muhammad just as you send Salah upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. And usually, when somebody is better than somebody else, then we use him as a measure, not the one who is less virtuous. So you would say, oh Allah, send salah upon Ibrahim just as you send salah upon Muhammad. Why? Because Muhammad is more virtuous than Ibrahim alayhi salam, and both of them are mighty messengers. So what is the difference here? And the ulama, they mention that when we say ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, the followers of Ibrahim, who are they? The prophets. So Ali Ibrahim, it includes the prophets. As for Ali Muhammad, there are no prophets amongst them. After the Prophet, there is no prophet. So this salah, which Allah sent upon Ibrahim alayhisalam and his al, He sent upon his sons, his offspring, and many of them are prophets and messengers. As for the salah which Allah sends upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no prophet amongst them. And this shows the virtue of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the other previous ummah. And then we say, innaka hamidum majid. And hamidum majid, these are two names of Allah. Allah is Al-Hamid and He is Al-Majid. The word Hamid, it is on the pattern fa'il, but it means fa'il or maf'ul. Ay hamid or mahmud. So Hamid means either the one who praises Hamid or the one who is praised Mahmud. And both of these are correct for Allah. So Allah is Hamid, He's the one who praises because He praises His awliya. He praises the people of the Sunnah. He praises his prophets and messengers. And he is Mahmood because he is the one who is praised. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And he is Al-Majid. And the meaning of Al-Majid is Dhul-Majd and Dhul-Jid. And Al-Majd and Al-Jid, we mentioned previously, it is Azama, it is greatness and magnificence. Wa Kamal al-Sultan, and a perfection in his dominion. Wal-Ulu wa-Sharaf, and highness and Al-Sharaf, honor and nobility. This is the meaning of Al-Majid, the one who is great and magnificent and perfect in his ruling, and the one who is elevated and the one who is honored. And then like this we say, Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin, and the meaning of barakah is thabut al-khayr wa ziyadatuhu, for the goodness to become stable and for it to be increased. So a person saying, oh Allah, increase the goodness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also increase the goodness which is in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahima wa ala ali Ibrahima, innaka hamidun majid. And then also the other one, similar to this, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika, kama sallaita ala Ibrahima, wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, kama barakta ala Ibrahima wa ala ali Ibrahima, innaka hamidun majid. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.